This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. New Mexico officials say they're disappointed that it appears the state will not be getting as many vaccine doses from the federal government as anticipated. New Mexico is not alone, as uncertainty over the pace of federal COVID-19 vaccine allotments has triggered anger and confusion in some states. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham and top health officials had said at a briefing yesterday that they expected more vaccines to be available in the coming weeks and months, and that the goal was to begin vaccinating the general public by mid-2021. The focus has been on healthcare workers, first responders, nursing home residents and staff, and just recently people over age 75. Younger people who have pre-existing conditions that put them at risk also are on the list. Health Department spokesman Matt Bieber said state officials were trying today to get more information about New Mexico's allocation. The state has one of the best vaccination rates in the U.S., with more than 108,000 shots being administered so far. Nearly 153,500 doses have been shipped to the state. Officials have credited the success to a novel registration system that requires residents to sign up. They are then notified when they become eligible for a shot and appointment slots are scheduled. Confirmed COVID-19 cases topped 161,800 this week as officials reported an uptick in new infections. Another 38 deaths were reported today, bringing the statewide total since the pandemic began to more than 2,870. A regulatory agency in New Mexico has ordered the city of Santa Fe to repay its employees for some of their lost wages after hundreds of city workers were furloughed when the coronavirus pandemic began in March. The Santa Fe New Mexican reported that the New Mexico Public Employees Labor Relations Board said in a ruling earlier this month that the city engaged in unfair labor practices by failing to properly notify workers of the furloughs and must now provide compensation. It's unclear how much the city is expected to pay. Gil Martinez, vice president of the local chapter of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, estimates the cost could be about $1 million. Assistant City Attorney Christopher Ryan declined to comment on the decision. Albuquerque City Councilor Lon Senna is accusing a former Democratic state lawmaker of making unwanted sexual advances toward her when she served as a campaign staffer in 2019. Senna this week issued an open letter through an attorney saying Abbas Akil needed to be held accountable for his actions. Akil's attorney told the Albuquerque Journal that the allegations were false and that the former lawmaker would present his defense at an appropriate time. Akil recently wrapped up his first and only term in the State House of Representatives. Senna joined the city council last March when Mayor Tim Keller appointed her to an open seat. This is KUNM.